In today's gospel, Christ presents us with his desire that we love God and our neighbor as ourselves. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning, as we gather here, we certainly are well aware of this great commandment that Jesus teaches us today. We've heard it many times. We know that it summarizes for Jesus everything, all that he expects of us, all God expects of us. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We understand why we should love God above everything. God creates us. God sustains us in this world. God redeems us in Jesus. He certainly is worthy of all love and praise. But when we look at that second part of the commandment, love our neighbor as ourselves, if we understand that the way Jesus wants us to understand it, this can be quite challenging. Look at that second statement just for a second. To love. What does that mean? When Jesus says, love your neighbor, what's he mean when he says love? He's not talking there about some general feeling of kindness or general, you know, nice feeling about people. When he uses the word love, what he's really saying there is take care of. Take care of your neighbor like you take care of yourself. Do good to your neighbor in the same way as you do good to yourself. And remember who the neighbor is for Jesus. Anybody in need, right? Remember, he teaches us about the neighbor in the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan stops for the stranger, someone he doesn't even know. And besides that, he's a Samaritan, that person is a Jew, they're enemies. Jesus says, go and do likewise to you and me. Take care of, provide for, do good to everybody else you can, even the stranger. Even somebody you don't necessarily like. Treat other people the same way you treat yourself. Now, if we really did that, I wonder what the world would look like. That's what he's saying to us today. It's challenging, isn't it? Let me give you a couple of examples of what it looks like, what I think it looks like. Several years ago, a Jewish rabbi by the name of Harold Schuller wrote a book, and I read a little article based on the book, and the book was about his conviction that many, many Jewish people during the Second World War were saved by their Christian neighbors. He was convinced of that, did research on it, and when people found out he was doing the research, he received multiple stories from survivors, Jewish survivors, about how they'd been saved from the Nazis by their Christian neighbors. I share just a couple of them with you this morning. One man who shared his story with the rabbi was a man named Jacob Dillot. He is or was an astrophysicist who ultimately ended up living in Australia. He told the rabbi this story. He said when he was about 10 years old, living in Poland, his parents had been taken away to the camps, the death camps. He was left on the streets with his little brother, who was 8 years old. They were barely making it. One day they were on a street where there were bodies of other Jewish children lying there. In this particular day, this Catholic man by the name of Arnold Rosen came by, took pity on these two little boys, brought them into his home. Now, Arnold and his wife were petrified because there was a law passed by the Nazis in Poland that any Christian or anybody helping a Jew was subject to death, him or herself. So by taking these little boys into their home, they were subject to death. Not long after they brought them into their home and were hiding them, the two little boys contracted scarlet fever. And they passed it along to the Rosen's own son, Jurek. Now, they could send Jurek to the hospital. They couldn't send the other two little boys to the hospital. While he was in the hospital, Jurek, based on the example of his parents, began taking notes on everything the doctors did for him in the hospital so that when he got home, they could do the same thing for the two other little boys. More than that, he only took half of the medicine they gave him, hid the rest of it away so he could bring it home to the other two little boys. When he got home, unfortunately, the medicine didn't work. It wasn't enough. So what did the Rosens do? They sold their apartment, bought a smaller apartment, so they would have enough money to bribe a doctor to take the two little boys into the hospital without reporting them. Unfortunately, the youngest boy died. But Jacob lived to tell the story. The Rosens, sheltering them, giving up their own shelter for their welfare, knowing they were putting their own lives at risk. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do good to your neighbor, the same good you would do for yourself. Second story, one of the other stories in this book, was about the Christians, Catholic Christians, living in the city of Rome. You know, during the Second World War, as you know, under Mussolini, the Italians were allies of the Germans. Mussolini was trying to get rid of all the Jews, too. There were approximately 40,000 Jewish people living in Italy at the time. What's interesting is that only 20% of them were able to be captured and sent off to the death camps. 80% of the Jewish people in Italy survived. Why? Because they were sheltered by their Christian neighbors. In the city of Rome, there was a night that was called Black Sabbath, a Saturday night, Black Sabbath, when the Nazis had planned to round up all the Jewish people living in the city of Rome, 8,000 of them. They did their raids. They were only able to actually arrest 1,000, 7,000 Jewish people sheltered and hidden by their Catholic neighbors at the risk of their own lives. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. You will do for your neighbor what you do for yourself. So, you know, most of us are never going to have to face that kind of sacrifice. But think about what it means. What do we do for ourselves? Food, clothing, shelter, medical insurance, good reputation. That means that we have to be sure as best we can that every other person has those same things. Love your neighbor, do good to your neighbor as you do for yourself. Challenging, isn't it? We won't probably have to risk our lives. But what do we say before the Lord as we stand before the Lord about how we're doing that? Now, I was thinking the other day, thank God, after Tuesday it'll all be over. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday by the time it's all over. But I was thinking the other day, you know, when we vote, we usually vote on our own interests, what we think is best for us. But if we love our neighbor as ourselves, doesn't that have to become part of the calculation? The person we vote for, president, governor, whatever it might be, what are the policies of that person that don't only affect me but affect my neighbor? Are the policies of that person going to affect, how are they going to affect my neighbor? It's not just a question of me, it's my neighbor too. How do they affect my neighbor? So as we gather here this morning, let's pray that we might understand that we must love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength, yes. But we must treat our neighbor, any other person, even those we don't like, the same way we treat ourselves. When we do that, we are fulfilling the law. When we do that, we are living as Jesus wants us to live. May God bless you.